News. I'm Ben Thomas. Congress leaving Washington without a deal on aid for Ukraine, though Senate negotiators and the Biden administration are still racing to strike a border security compromise to unlock the stalemate. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Nearly 20 months after he launched his brutal and barbaric invasion, Mr. Putin said today that his aggression in Ukraine will not end, and there will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote. We all know what that means.
The House has passed a defense policy bill that authorizes the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. President Biden's calling on Israel to do more in protecting civilians during its war with Hamas. Sagar Magani has the latest.
Days after warning Israel risks losing international support over conducting indiscriminate bombing in Gaza.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives. Not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
It was a message National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan gave in person to Israeli leaders.
Gratitude for the steps they're taking, but also to continue to urge them to take more, because we want to see them be more precise, more surgical, more deliberate, more cautious going forward.
Kirby says Sullivan talked about possibly transitioning from high-intensity operations
to lower-intensity operations sometime, you know, in the near future.
That came as Israel's defense chief predicted a drawn-out war, saying it will take months to destroy Hamas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
November retail sales were better than expected, up 0.3% from October. And more gains on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.3%. The benchmark index is within 1.6% of the all-time high. The Dow added 0.4% to its second straight record high. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.2%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. Soccer superstar Lionel Messi's World Cup jerseys have become the highest-selling sports memorabilia of the year. Jackie Quinn has details.
The fans went wild in 2022 when Argentina won the World Cup in Qatar. And now a high-stakes bidder can take home some of that glory. Six jerseys worn by Lionel Messi, who scored two goals in the final game, sold at auction for $7.8 million. Sotheby's says some of the proceeds will go to a children's hospital in Barcelona, Spain. The 36-year-old Messi, who now plays for Inter Miami, spent nearly two decades at Barcelona. The highest ever sports memorabilia bid? Michael Jordan's 1998. NBA Finals jersey for over $10 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thank you, Jackie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.